Medical student dies in Chongwe Road accident. Mukushi's Kavufumo residents decry poor road conditions in Nkololonga ward. In African news, a heavy gunfire and blast heard near airport in Niger's capital. The news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A medical student at the University of Lusaka UNILAS has died in a road traffic accident that occurred at Katende Highway Market in Chongwe District. Chongwe Municipal Council Public Relations Manager Cecilia Mukonkela Msonda says the accident involved a Toyota Auris driven by the deceased Wupe Temwani Selemani, who allegedly lost control due to excessive speed and collided with an oncoming truck. Mrs. Musanda said Mr. Selemani, who was pursuing a Bachelor of Medicine and Surgery, was certified dead upon arrival at Chongwe District Hospital. She added that the CMC Fire Brigade, working with the Zambia Police Service, promptly removed the damaged vehicle, restoring normal traffic flow. Mrs. Musonda has since urged the motorists to observe the speed limits and drive responsibly.
The accident involved a male adult identified as Wupe Temwani Selemani, who was driving from the direction of east to west, and Mr. Zubu, driver of the truck, who was heading east. The incident occurred when the driver of the Toyota Auris lost control due to excessive speed, resulting in a collision with the oncoming truck. Unfortunately, the driver of the Toyota Auris, Mr. Wupe Selemani, believed to be a 2022 Intech student at the University of Osaka, Fevers, pursuing a Bachelor of Medicine and Surgery, was certified dead upon arrival at Chongwe District Hospital. CMC Fire Brigade personnel, in conjunction with the Zambia Police Service, swiftly swung into action and removed the damaged vehicle from the road, thereby restoring the smooth flow of traffic.
Residents of Kavufumo area in Mukushi's Nkololonga ward have raised a serious concern over the poor state of the local road, which they say becomes impassable during the rainy season. Speaking on behalf of the community, Mwandila Dube said the deteriorating road has made it difficult for residents to access basic social services. He added that the situation has also affected the movement of goods and disrupting daily economic activities in the area. Mr. Dube has since appealed to the Mukushi Town Council to rehabilitate the road once the rains are subside, noting that timely works would improve mobility and living conditions for residents.
Uyu musi wa fuma pa seoteo wa kita kuiru mebesa kabu fumu besa na kuli funda aptu kasara makanga kuna hilo di tayue menayo na ikafesa na fi imiendere abantu turechula pantu kunu mongo tarebo mfi yako imiyoto kukula buke kula tenda kwa siya kusenda hapa na mbana chichupa abantu kula mfi yetu kochi nombana fiye na fire tafire enda guino guino abantu vareche nekwa na ngunifuwa ufe na ngwa abama motorbike nga mwaba buke inga siti mwala idishanya imitengu na ashidula nesi chirilepo sana sana kula abana yusu abana chifiashi imiendele na ishupa kwa vati nangu batu mino wa honda kwa idishanya kwa vati teki nkwanche kuhisa mkwenda kuhiso kwa inoshita pantu na wila na ngukasu wala pena wale idishanya wale dula so tulero mbako kubuteko kubo chikumine especially kukanso.
Some Lusaka residents have expressed concern over the continued prevalence of child labor despite the introduction of free education. Speaking to Kombon Radio News, the residents say children are still being sent into town to sell various merchandise instead of attending school. They note that some parents do not see anything wrong with children missing classes to engage in business activities. The residents say this practice negatively affects the future of their children and undermines the government efforts to promote access to education. They have since appealed to government to take a stern action against the parents who send their children to trade, emphasizing that every child has a right to education. Alliance for Accountability Advocates of Zambia, AAAZ, has welcomed calls by Finance Minister Situmbeko Msokotwani for law enforcement agencies to investigate how funds allocated to Ntupa University in Northern Province were spent. AAAZ Communications Officer Malbon Mushitu says the project, which was initiated under the previous government, reportedly received about $112.5 million, yet little progress has been recorded on the ground. Ms. Mushitu notes that despite the significant investment, only a small perimeter wall is said to be standing, raising serious concerns about project monitoring, implementation, and the use of public funds. She explained that Ntupa University was meant to be a transformative investment in higher education, youth empowerment, and regional development in Northern Province. Ms. Mushitu has since called for accountability, stressing that those found responsible must be held to account to avoid repeated governance failures in the management of public resources.
AAAZ supports the minister's call for investigative and law enforcement agencies to establish how the funds were spent, why the project did not materialize, and who was responsible for supervision and oversight. Those found responsible should be held accountable, as such failures must not become a symbol of repeated governance weaknesses in the management of public resources. AAAZ believes that providing clear, detailed, and accessible information on both CDF implementation and major public projects help build public understanding and confidence.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, chokako. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndio bwana mabwana. Ni phone ya wabula.
Manje, wizi walola Max Mwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Unganikale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Max Simwe. Get yours today from any MTN service center. MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rate.